By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله عز وجل Welcome back to our program Rise and Shine Alhamdulillah عز وجل We've got the tilawat, we've got the Naat Sharif and we also got our segments daily reminder and daily hadith and we might have a cartoon as well inshallah عز وجل for the younger viewers who will be watching at home so I hope you're going to be with me inshallah azza wa jal and any feedback is most welcome alhamdulillah especially regarding the program how did you find yesterday's program how can we make this program a better program we need your feedback and inshallah azza wa jal we can juggle around with a lot of things and hopefully we try to make this program a better program for our viewers as well so that they could be learning many many beautiful things as normal today inshallah A very beautiful topic we have today, no doubt. So hopefully, inshallah, as well, I'll tell you what topic we're going to be talking about. But as normal, let's go towards our tilawat of the Quran. And remember, whenever we listen to the tilawat of the Quran, we try to listen to it attentively, carefully, and not only listen to the Quran because it's going to be the translation of Kanzul Iman as well. Try to, listen to the Quran translation and try to, you know, go into the Siratul Jinan, read that yourself, and you'll see many, many beautiful things and rulings. Because obviously, when we're not native Arabs, we're non-Arabs, so we don't really understand the meaning of the Quran unless you become a scholar. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, that will be an excellent idea if we all became scholars. But inshallah, azza wa jalla, at least what we can do is try to read Siratul Jinan and try to understand what the Quran is trying to teach us today. But nevertheless, inshallah, let's go towards the recitation of the glorious Quran. Inshallah, as well, today we're going to be listening to Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verse number 52 to verse number 71. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru, jo nihayat meherban, rahim wala.
وأوحينا إلى موسى أن أسر بعبادي إنكم متبعون
اور ہم نے موسیٰ کو وحی بھیجی کہ راتوں رات میرے بندوں کو لے نکل بے شک تمہارا پیچھا ہونا ہے
فَأَرْسَلَ فِرْعَوْنُ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ
اب فرعون نے شہروں میں جمع کرنے والے بھیجے
إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَشِرْذِمَةٌ قَلِيلُونَ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَنَا لَغَائِظُونَ
کہ یہ لوگ ایک تھوڑی جماعت ہیں اور بے شک وہ ہم سب کا دل جلاتے ہیں
وَإِنَّا لَجَمِيعٌ حَاضِرُونَ فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِن جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ وَكُنُوزٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ
اور بے شک ہم سب چوکنے ہیں تو ہم نے انہیں باہر نکالا باغوں اور چشموں اور خزانوں اور عمدہ مکانوں سے ہم نے ایسا ہی کیا اور ان کا وارث کر دیا بنی اسرائیل کو.
فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ
تو فرعونیوں نے ان کا تعقب کیا دن نکلے.
فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ
پھر جب آمنا سامنا ہوا دونوں گروہوں کا, موسیٰ والوں نے کہا ہم کو انہوں نے آ لیا.
قال كلا ان معي ربي سيهدين
موسیٰ نے فرمایا یوں نہیں, بے شک میرا رب میرے ساتھ ہے, وہ مجھے اب راہ دیتا ہے.
فأوحينا إلى موسى أن اضرب بعصاك البحر فانفلق فكان كل فرق كالطود العظيم
تو ہم نے موسیٰ کو وحی فرمائی کہ دریا پر اپنا عصا مار, تو جب ہی دریا پھٹ گیا تو ہر حصہ ہو گیا جیسے بڑا پہاڑ.
وازلفنا ثم الاخرين وانجينا موسى ومن معه اجمعين
اور وہاں قریب لائے ہم دوسروں کو اور ہم نے بچا لیا موسیٰ اور اس کے سب ساتھ والوں کو.
ثم اغرقنا الاخرين ان في ذلك لآية وما كان اكثرهم مؤمنين
پھر دوسروں کو ڈبو دیا, بے شک اس میں ضرور نشانی ہے اور ان میں اکثر مسلمان نہ تھے.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ
اور بے شک تمہارا رب وہی عزت والا مہربان ہے.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ
اور ان پر پڑھو خبر ابراہیم کی.
اِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ
جب اس نے اپنے باپ اور اپنی قوم سے فرمایا تم کیا پوچھتے ہو.
قالوا نعبد اصناما فنظل لها عاكفين
بولے ہم بتوں کو پوچھتے ہیں پھر ان کے سامنے آسن مارے یعنی پوجا کے لیے جم کر بیٹھے رہتے ہیں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. MashaAllah, azawajal, a very beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran talking about the blessed journey of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam across the river Nile. Very, very beautiful and interesting story about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the river Nile and how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saved Bani Israel from the Fir'aun and that journey even after that as well. It's a beautiful Surah Al-Shu'ara is now talking about Bani Israel and that journey of Musa alayhi salam. And seriously, it's such an interesting story, you know, how, you know, Allah Azza wa Jal saved Bani Israel. And then when you call upon Allah Azza wa Jal, how his divine help comes to help a person. And as Muslims, what we learn from this is the scholars, they say that we learn that we should always trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he went towards the river Nile and the people, they saw, you know, a river, there's no boats. How are we going to cross the river? There's hundreds of people. Oh, Musa, you brought us here to die. We're going to die now. Fir'aun is coming behind us. We're all going to be perished. And then Musa, salatu wasalam, he said to them, why are you worried for? Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who will save us. And then when Allah Ta'ala ordered Musa, salatu wasalam, to hit the staff on the river bank, and as soon as he hit the stick on the river bank, the river divided. And he says there were 12 passages that were made. And subhanAllah, can you just imagine and picture that? Yeah, the water becomes, you know, like alleyways for the people of Bani Israel. And they went into the water and they crossed the bridge. And then when Fir'aun came after them, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam again hit the staff on the ground and the whole water, you know, turned in on the river, and Fir'aun and his people all drowned in the river Nile. And even today, you know, if you go to one of the museums in Egypt, you will find Fir'aun's body lying there. And Allah Ta'ala, you know, teaching the people that, look, if you go against the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is what you're going to get. And his body is being preserved by Allah so that we can learn a lesson from his story. And no doubt, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. He is the one that we should all trust in. Don't trust yourself. Don't trust in the capabilities that you have, the qualities that you have, because all of these qualities are from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we should bear in mind that whatever qualities we have, these all qualities are from Allah Azza wa Jal. So try to read the Quran, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, this beautiful, interesting story of Musa alayhi salam, try to learn whatever Allah Ta'ala is trying to give the message to us, so we can act upon that as well. Here we have today's daily kalam as well, and let's go towards the daily kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों, ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों, तेरे नाम पर सबको वारा करूं मैं, आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह, فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم سرکار کے گدا ہیں کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم سرکار کے گدا ہیں کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم غلب پر جاری قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم غلب پر جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں مسرور ہو گئے ہیں صدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری صدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دل و جان ہے شان تمہاری ہے
وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت کرتے ہیں ان کی آقا کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے سر اپنا ہم جھکائے ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلوں جا رہے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ a very beautiful کلام recited by عادل بھائی ماشاءاللہ عز و جل نبی پہ جائے صدقے الحمدللہ and why not the prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم is the reason for the creation of Allah عز و جل he was the reason that Allah عز و جل created سیدنا آدم علی نبینا و علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام he was the reason that Allah Ta'ala created this whole universe and he was the reason that Allah Azza wa Jal created the whole universe alhamdulillah azza wa jal and we as Muslims you know we love the prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and how much love should you have for the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this is our topic for today and the topic we're going to be discussing about is the love of sayyidina imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we're going to talk about how much love Hasanain Kareemain Sayyiduna Imam Hussein Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma had for the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also how much love the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for Hasanain Kareemain And it's a very beautiful story. Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one day I went to my mother and I asked her permission that I could go to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I can ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua of forgiveness for you and me, yani for him and for his mother. And he says that he went to the masjid at the time of Salatul Maghrib and he read Salatul Maghrib behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah. Can you imagine how that time would have been when these great Sahaba alayhimu ridwan used to offer their salah behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered his Salatul Maghrib, and after the salah he walked away, he says that I sat there, and when he offered his Isha salah, I started to walk behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard my footsteps and he says, "Who is it? Is it Huzaifa?" And I said, "Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "Huzaifa, what do you want? Ghafar Allahu laka wa li ummik." Huzaifa, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive you and your mother. That was the dua. That was the intention that he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But subhanallah, this is the knowledge of the unseen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that without even looking, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew who was behind him. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was aware of what was in his heart. And he said, "Oh Huzaifa, may Allah forgive you and your mother." And then he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that an angel has come to my court. He's never ever been in my court before. And he's given me the good news. بِأَنَّ فَاطِمَةَ سَيِّدَةُ النِّسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Yani, he gave me the good news that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is going to be the leader of the women in paradise. And then he says, وَأَنَّ الْحَسَنَ وَالْحُسَيْنِ سَيِّدَ شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. That Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma are going to be the leaders of the youth of paradise. SubhanAllah. This was a hadith paak quoted in Jami' Tirmizi. Now, here, the shaitan might whisper in our minds, how did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know that it was Huzaifa? And how did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know what he wanted to ask him? This is what you call ghaib, knowledge of the unseen. In another hadith paak, one day the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was on Mount Uhud, and he says that Uhud loves us and I love Uhud. SubhanAllah, Uhud loves me and I love Uhud. You know, the Uhud, what is Uhud mountain? Uhud mountain is stone, isn't it? Yet look at the love that the stone has for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah. And you know, here Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he did not tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't ask him, "Huzaifa, what do you want?" You know, he says, "Oh Huzaifa, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive you and your mother." That was exactly what Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what we heard about the love that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. And you know, Allah Hazrat, on this topic itself about ilm al-ghaib, there's a very beautiful poem of Allah Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, "Aur koi ghaib kya tum se niha ho bala? Aur koi ghaib kya tum se niha ho bala? Jab na khuda hi chupa tum pe karodun durood." Yani, is there anything else that could be hidden from you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when even Allah Azza wa Jal was not hidden from you? Why? Because he saw Allah Azza wa Jal with his own eyes. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the only one who has seen Allah Azza wa Jal with his own eyes. Hazrat Sayyidina Uqba bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu that we offered Salatul Asr, and as they walked out, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also with them as well. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw that Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was playing with the children. And out of love, He picked up Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says, Fidaka ummi wa abi, may my parents be sacrificed on you. He says that, oh Imam Hassan, you resemble the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not your father, Hazrat Ali. And he said that in a jokingly manner, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu started to smile. Now this was the love between these great Sahaba alayhim uridwan, the love for Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the love that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has for them. Ala Hazrat again, subhanallah, when he picturized this scene, Ala Hazrat, he says, Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, ya that everyone in your lineage, everyone in your family, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bacha bacha noor ka, they are light. Tu hai aine noor, tera sab gharan noor ka. That you are light and your family is also light. Subhanallah, nani noor. And this is the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest family. No family can be like the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No family can be like the family of our beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah azza wa jal, this great family has been mentioned in the Quran. The Ahlul Bayt have been mentioned in the Quran, have been mentioned many times in the glorious Quran. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu are those beautiful flowers from the garden of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were both the grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you look at the love that they had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's amazing. And vice versa, the love that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for them as well. Subhanallah. You know, they grew in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They grew up in the house where the verses of the Quran were revealed. They grew up being with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the verses of the Quran were being revealed as well. And subhanallah azza wa jal, who could know more better than the love of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that subhanallah azza wa jal, the Sahaba ikram, they were witness to this love, how much love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for them. There's so many beautiful stories about the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that they are the flowers of the garden of paradise. Now there's five ahadith, five narrations that the Prophet, I'm going to mention to you regarding this love between the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his beautiful grandsons. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they were once, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was carrying them on his blessed shoulders. And he says to them, Subhanallah, aap donu ki suwari kaisi shandar hai. He says that, what a beautiful ride that you have. That, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the owner of Jannat, the master of the universe, is carrying you on his blessed shoulders. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that, oh Umar, don't look at the ride, look at the riders as well. Subhanallah. Those who I am carrying, look at them as well. They are the best as well. Subhanallah. In one of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Jisne in donu se muhabbat ki, usne mujh se muhabbat ki. Inshallah, we're going to take this further. We'll take a break now, inshallah. We're going to go for our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
When it comes to sins, some people have this mindset that as long as they're not disobeying Allah by missing their prayer, or by not giving their zakat, or by not delaying Hajj when it becomes fard upon them, by fasting in Ramadan, then they're not doing anything wrong. They're offering their salah, they're going for Hajj when it's necessary for them, they're giving zakat yearly, they're fasting. That's it. I'm not doing anything wrong now. I'm doing the faraid. Yes, these are the pillars of Islam. But Islam is more comprehensive. Islam also ensures that we fulfill the rights of others. Our interactions, our mu'amalat, our matters and affairs with others are also built on justice, built on equality, built on truthfulness, not deceiving others, not harming others. So when we have this mindset to save ourselves from disobedience from all angles, whether it's the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or mu'amalat, that's when we can say alhamdulillah that we are acting upon the deen fully and we're avoiding sins. Save yourselves from bad character just as you save yourself from haram actions. So we know that namaz and missing namaz is haram. We know that missing fast, not giving zakat, not performing hajj, all of these are impermissible. In an equal manner, we should know that backbiting someone, being rude to someone, taunting someone, mocking someone, deceiving someone, these are also haram. So we need to focus on our character and character building as well. We need to ensure that we're following the uswa hasana, the beautiful, perfect example of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he dealt with people in the most beautiful manner. They came close to him. Why? Because he was truthful. He honored his trusts. He wasn't a liar. He did not deceive people. He did not backbite people. He did not speak to them harshly. He was not rude to people. He didn't mock and taunt others. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not like that. And we need to ensure that our character is in accordance to the prophetic way, inshallah.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. We have a very beautiful guest all the way from South Africa. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal is online with us as well. Hafiz Noshad Attari, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, from South Africa, Durban, Sufi Nagar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam.
Jazakallah khairah for taking time out. How are you? Are you okay, mashallah?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal, I am well.
Mashallah.
Also,
mashallah,
alhamdulillah, khairah.
Ameen, mashallah. Hafsab, we were talking about, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, the love of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for the Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then vice versa, how much love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his grandsons as well, mashallah. And this is such a beautiful family that has been mentioned in the Quran as well. And so many ahadith in the fada'il of both of these grandsons as well, inshallah. So I want you to take it away and mention to us that, and try to instill that love of these great people in our hearts, inshallah.
MashaAllah, so this is a beautiful topic. SubhanAllah, when we look at the interaction, especially when they were little, how close they were to their beloved grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he loved them to bits. It's one thing I remember that our elders used to tell us, that the grandchildren make the grandparents young again. And the grandparents, they will give a lot of priority to their grandchildren over their own children, because their own children now are gone big. And those little children are like their children. And this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to also address Hasanain Karimain radiallahu anhumah as my sons, as my children, and would also tell his beloved daughter, the Queen of Jannah, Sayyida Fatima Az-Zahra radiallahu anha, that bring me my sons, bring me my children. And I think Hafiz Sahib had mentioned the narration, these are fragrant flowers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's a lesson for you and I, as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of what kind of love and honor I must give to the Ahlul Bayt Athar. What kind
of this
love?
This also, you know, teaches us how much love we should have for our children, for our grandchildren as well. We should make dua for them, and we should have, you know, again, spend that quality time with them. And you see a lot of people, sadly today, they don't spend that quality time with their family.
You know, people have got so caught up in this rat race of life, whether in their business or in their work or in other engagements, sometimes with friends, that they don't, as you rightfully said, they don't give this quality time. And what happens? They don't cement that relationship with their offspring. So as their children are growing up, they rely and they confide more in their friends over their parents. But where did it all go wrong? We have been given this this teaching in Islam from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and especially his how his care for his grandsons, radiallahu anhuma, this, how to train our children, that we must create such a relationship with them that there is that respect between parent and child. However, They must be able to confide in us. Sometimes we can't be too rigid. Okay, when it comes to Sharia, that's a different matter. There is no negotiations. Mm-hmm. However, we must create a relationship where they know that the go-to person is my mother, the go-to person is my father. If they're facing any confusions in their life, if they have any questions, anything that, you know, makes them question things or doubt things, my mother and father will give me the correct answers for that because they have the best interest.
Enough, sir, mashallah. We have the beautiful seerat of Amir Ahl Sunnat. We see him on Madani channel with on the Madani Muzakara. You know, he has his adopted grandson, you know, Hassan, mashallah, and his children as well. How he behaves with them. Now, that is a thing that we can see. You can reflect that this is how, you can imagine this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to deal with his own children as well. And subhanallah, Amir Ahl Sunnat, being Amir Ahl Sunnat, you know, trying to act upon every sunnat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's right, someone is right in front of us. Sometimes people say, oh, how was it that this happened? Look at Amir Ahl Sunnat's life today and you learn so many beautiful things.
Absolutely. And this is why we also call Amir of the Ahl Sunnah, that he is the leader, the commander of the Ahl Sunnah, mashallah, azawajal, because he's reviving the sunan of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this day and age of fitan, of great confusions that are out there, great mischiefs that are out there. And if you look at this personality who's a great wali of the time, then alhamdulillah azawajal, we have somebody in front of us that we can see his behavior with children, how to behave with them, with the elderly, those who are his contemporaries, with the other Islamic brothers as well, alhamdulillah. And Amir Ahl Sunnah, Dam Barakatum Al-Aliyah, whatever he says, whatever he does, he keeps in view that the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He keeps in view
a couple of things that... You know, you see in our community, sometimes parents, you know, they have this lame excuse that I'm trying to earn some wealth for my family. I'm trying to put the food on the table. So I need to be away. I need to be earning the money. Now, there was one story that someone told me. It was about a young man that killed his own mother whilst his father was away abroad working. And when the father found out that his wife died, you know, he came back to Pakistan. And he found out that his wife had not died, but his own son killed his mother. And when he went to jail to meet his son, and you know, the son, he started to blame the father. That is because of you that all this happened. You never gave me any time. You know, you were away from me. Why? You know, I grew up with my mom. I went into the wrong crowd. You know, and then, ma'azallah, this is what I have done. And you are to blame for that. Now, some of the parents might be thinking, yeah, we're doing for our children. But the thing is, you need to look at the tarbiyah that you are giving to them as well. You know, going on a holiday, you know, to the seaside, going to the holiday to a zoo, that's not giving your, you know, your time for the family. You need to take them to the masjid as well. You need to make sure that you give them that upbringing that they should be having, that true upbringing where you teach them the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is the duty of a father to teach love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to teach them the Quran and manners to the children.
Absolutely, Hafiz Saab. Because we see largely in the world today a breakdown in the social fabric of society. And we see this primarily, we see this in Western cultures or so-called civilized countries where the whole society has broken down, where there's no respect, there's no honor and between parent and child. That the child, as they're growing up, they take their friends to be their supporters and they take their friends to confide in. How did that happen? Because as you rightfully said, that if parents don't balance their life, yes, obviously we have to, this is our duty to provide the meal, the shelter, the clothes, whatever, for the children. But over and above that, what about their spiritual nutrition? What about training in accordance with the law of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who's going to do that? Don't think that I'm sending my child to madrasa. That is insufficient. You as the parent, as a child, are the practical or supposed to be the practical role model, the first role model for your children. And how are we living our life? Is it in accordance with the sunnah? That's what they're going to learn. If it's not, then that's what they're going to learn as well. And as they're growing up, then we're not going to have that kind of strong and, you know, a cemented relationship as taught in our beautiful deen of Islam.
You know, a lot of times, Afsab, you see that sadly parents, when they only worry about their clothing, their upbringing, and they don't really worry about the tarbiyah, you know, the kind of, you know, tarbiyah that they should be giving to the children. And because of that, when they fail on that, everything else is nothing. You know, I have seen, you know, just in this last month, we've had at least two accidents where young children have lost their lives. And these are youth. Yeah, why were they, you know, driving the car recklessly? You know, Allah Ta'ala forgive them, they were Muslims. But then again, was there something missing from the tarbiyat of their, from their parents? Yes, obviously it was. You know, both of them passed away in a car crash and it was a later night as well. And the thing is, we ask a question, why did this happen? You know, what was the tarbiyat of the parents like? And ma'azallah, when you go into the depth of it, you find that there was no tarbiyat. That's why these kids were on the streets later at night. So what happened? By not giving them that tarbiyat, you know, these parents didn't know that this day would come. But later on in their lives, they've lost their two children because of not giving that tarbiyat to them.
Allahu Akbar. You know, Habib Sahib, maybe a parent is watching out there. Or even a grandparent must be, could be watching this program, the silsila, and thinking, okay, where do I make the start? How do I make the change in, you know, empowering myself firstly with authentic Islamic knowledge and, you know, developing myself and then transferring this to my children or my grandchildren. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we would advise that, you know, get involved in this beautiful environment of Dawud Islami. It's only a once-off thing that, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, that overnight is just going to change. It's a process. Daily, weekly, monthly, Dawud Islami has these facilities, these tools that can teach us, that can hold our hand and guide us on this path in reforming ourselves and then helping our offspring to reform themselves as well. So we would advise the viewers and the listeners of Madani channel that get involved in whichever way, how much of time you can give, get involved in this beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami. It's in your best interest that to reform yourself, to reform your family members and your offspring as well.
MashaAllah, Azrul Afsab, Jazakallah for your precious time. Allah reward you, MashaAllah. It's been very good to talk to you as well. Please take care of yourself, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
MashaAllah, Hafiz Nushad Attari, MashaAllah Azrul, from Durban, South Africa. Beautiful brother, MashaAllah Azrul, doing fantastic work in South Africa. May Allah Ta'ala increase his knowledge and his taqwa and his fear of Allah. And mashallah, the beautiful, elegant voice. And he taught us about our beautiful deen, subhanallah. Another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sunan Tirmazi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Hassan or Hussein, jannati jawanu ke sardar hai. Subhanallah. Hassan and Hussein, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, are the leaders of the youth of paradise. And subhanallah, another beautiful hadith in Tirmazi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Hassan and Hussein, dunya mein mere do phool hain. We all have seen flowers, how these beautiful flowers look like, how they smell like. Subhanallah. Hassan and Hussein, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, are the beautiful flowers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves, we should love as well. And mashallah as well, many people I know throughout the world whose surname is Hussein. I've got my niece, mashallah, her two sons, mashallah, they're twins. One is called Hassan and one is called Hussein. On the love of Hassan and Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, subhanallah. Beautiful names, beautiful children. And like Hafiz Nushad mentioned as well, that we should be loving our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, even the Muslims. Yeah, alhamdulillah. All these children, you know, they all belong to us, don't they? They are our children. So as Muslims, we need to love each other. We need to love our children as well. But give them that tarbiyat. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he mentioned about Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, being the two flowers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala picked up his pen and he wrote this beautiful un do ka sadqa jin ko kaha mere phool hain. Yani he says that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the blessing, with the sadaqah of those two that you call as your flowers, kijiye raza ko hashr mein khanda mithal gul. You know, sometimes when you have children, you know, why, you know, good children and good offsprings could be a means of happiness for a person. They could be a means of happiness for you. You know, may Allah Ta'ala shower your blessings upon all of our children, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. look after them, take care of them. And subhanallah azza wa jal. Now, especially when we talk about the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, what do we class as the Ahlul Bayt? Remember, according to the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Ahlul Bayt is Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Hussein, Sayyidina Fatima, Sayyidina Ali, karamallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem. Also, the blessed wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are also part of the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But today, we're talking about those people that are very, very close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No doubt, even the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were close to him. But today, alhamdulillah, the foundation of our iman is to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The foundation of our iman is to have that true love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. If someone, ma'azallah, says that, I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but ma'azallah, I don't love Imam Hassan and Hussein. Nothing to do with Islam. You've got nothing to do with this. Why? Because they are the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just like we say, my children are my life. If we say, my children are my life, do you not think that the children of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are his life as well? So we should love them, we should respect them. Vice versa, we don't say, ma'azallah, that we love the Ahl-e Bayt and we don't love the companions alayhim uridwan. Of course we do. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had great love and respect for the companions alayhim uridwan. That's why he says, my companions are like stars. They will guide you. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had immense love for Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had a lot of love for them. Subhanallah, this love we mentioned and we've talked about many times on Madani channel as well. So don't be fooled by the shaitan. Don't be, you know, get mischievous by the shaitan that we love the Ahl-e Bayt, we don't love the Sahaba Ikram. Ma'azallah, it's nothing like that. Har Sahabiyya Nabi, Jannati Jannati. Amir al-Sunnah has given us a very beautiful slogan that we love every Sahabi. And subhanallah, you know, what a beautiful rank. You are a Sahabi, yet you are the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are a Sahabi, yet you are the son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine the rank of these great people? Subhanallah. And loving the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also the sign of your iman as well. And subhanallah azza wa jal, the Ahlul Bayt are iman ka juz hai. They are part of your iman. If you don't have love for them, you have nothing. And again, a poet says, humko sare sayyidun se pyar hai. We love every sayyid, every person from this beautiful family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, do jahan mein apna beeda paar hai. Because we love both of them, the Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we love the family that is from Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. If you've got any Sayyid who is a friend, you are lucky. MashaAllah, have love for them. You know, try to treat them. Try to look after them as well. We've got the daily hadith today. So let's take the daily hadith and we'll come back and we'll talk more about this beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Do you know the guidance that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to the Sahaba kiram to also convey to the rest of the Muslim Ummah in relation to holding on to two points of guidance left behind by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Let us listen to that beautiful narration attentively. It is reported by Sayyiduna Zayd bin Arqam radiyallahu anhu, who said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni tarikun fikum ma in tamassaktum bihi lan tadillu ba'di ahaduhuma a'zamu min al-akhar. كتاب الله حبل ممدود من السماء إلى الأرض وعترتي أهل بيتي ولن يتفرقا حتى يرد علي الحوض فانظروا كيف تخلفوني فيهما. It is narrated from Sayyiduna Zayd bin Arqam radiyallahu anhu that he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I am leaving among you something which, if you hold firmly to it, you will never go astray after me. One of the two is greater than the other. The Book of Allah, a rope stretched from the heaven to the earth, and my itra, i.e. meaning my Ahlul Bayt. These two shall never separate from one another until they come to me at the pond, يعني الحوض. So consider carefully how you deal with them after me. This hadith is cited in Jami' Tirmidhi. Now the commentary of this, my dear viewers, meaning the Quran is greater and more exalted than the Ahlul Bayt. In the statement where it said, one of the two is greater than the other, the meaning of this is, the Quran is greater and more exalted than the Ahlul Bayt. One of the two refers to the Quran, and the latter, the akhar, refers to Ahlul Bayt. This does not mean that each one is greater than the other. That would require the phrase, kullu wahidin minhuma, whereas it is not said here. Here, all members of the household are included in the Ahlul Bayt, whether the pure wives or the blessed progeny, yani children. Number two, the explanation to this, just as a rope hanging from above can be a means of ascent as well as descent, for one climbs by it and also descends by it. Similarly, it is only through the Quran that a person can ascend by acting upon it. And by abandoning it, one falls. The Quran is the protection of Allah Almighty. Whoever holds fast to it enters into the protection of Allah. This noble statement is a proof that the Quran is superior to the Ahlul Bayt because it is the rope of Allah. And this statement, which highlights that these two will not separate until they reach me at the Hawd, this means there are two possible meanings for this. Number one, the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt will never separate from one another. The Ahlul Bayt will always act upon the Quran and the Sunnah, and the Quran will remain in their hearts, minds, and actions. And number two, it could mean that the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt will never be separated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself until both arrive at Al-Hawd, the pond, where they will intercede in the noble court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on behalf of those who fulfilled their rights. My dear viewers, we have heard the status of the honorable prophetic household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Their status and their attachment with the Quran is such that they will not separate until they both return to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is why we must have love and admiration for this noble household, speak good of them, have love for them in our heart, and also inspire others with their love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm in our love and respect for both the Quran and the prophetic household, the Ahlul Bayt. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. MashaAllah, Azawajal, a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. We always try to include the daily hadith in the program as well. As mashallah, we've got everything. Then now we've got a mixture of everything. We've got the Quran, we've got the hadith, we've got the reminder, we've got mashallah, the topic that we talk about. So there's everything in this program, Rise and Shine. And inshallah, azawajal, now every day in the program as well, we have the daily cartoon as well, inshallah. Today, let's see what Ghulam Rasool is going to be teaching us today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Wow, Brother Bablu, mashallah. After eating popcorns, you have become strong.
Yes, you're right. Look at this.
But Brother Bablu has no power or strength at all.
So should we have a competition then?
Yes, go on then.
Brother Numan, hold my popcorn for a second.
Children, look
Dear Brother Bablu, now show me your hand. Go on, try to free your hand now.
What's happening here? Brother Noman? Brother Ghulam Rasool, Brother Bablu and Brother Fizan were competing each other to see who is more powerful. And Brother Fizan let go of Brother Bablu's hand. And he fell down.
Brother Fizan, that's not very nice, is it? You harmed a Muslim brother of yours. The summary of a beautiful hadith is that a Muslim is he from whose tongue and hand another Muslim stays safe.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, from now on, inshallah, I will not harm anyone.
And Brother Bablu, even if we do have power, then it is not necessary for us to let everyone know that we are powerful.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, it was my mistake as well. I will avoid doing so in future.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. That was Ghulam Rasool teaching us about our beautiful deen, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. And you know, our children who are at home as well, make them, you know, watch this Rise and Shine program. Maybe we could include a few other things or a segment regarding our children as well who are watching this program. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us about the love for his grandsons as well, subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, apne bachchon ko teen cheezein sikhao. Teach three things to your children. Love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family, and teach them the recitation of the glorious Quran. Now here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us and telling us that we should be having that love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for his family. If someone says that I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ma'azallah, I don't love the family, that is the together. So if you don't love one, you don't love the other. So there's no point saying that I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then ma'azallah, we have hatred for the Sadat-e-Kiram. You know, especially when you know any Sayyids, from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never ever say derogatory things about them. Never ever say bad things about them. Say good things about them. Praise them. Love them. Cherish them. And alhamdulillah, as well, if they do anything wrong, forgive them. And if they need help, then support them as well. Subhanallah. A very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quoted in Shu'ab al-Iman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that no person will become a true believer until main usse uski jaan se zyada pyara na hoon. No one become a true believer until I become dear to them, their own lives. Aur meri aulaad usko apni jaan se zyada pyari na ho. And my children are more dear to him than his own life. Aur mere ahl unko apne ahl se zyada mahboob na ho. And my family is not beloved to him than his family. Aur meri zaat usko apni zaat se zyada pyari na ho. And myself, I'm not more better than his self. Iman jise kehte hain aqeedey mein hamare, wo teri mahabbat teri itrat ki vila hai. Yani subhanallah, what we say iman, what we say that I am a Muslim, subhanallah, we have that in the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one night I was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out, and he says that I didn't know what was in the lap of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says that when I went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I found out that it was Hassan and Hussein that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was carrying. Fir aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne irshad farmaya, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, ye dono mere bete meri beti ke bete hain. These are my children. And Hafiz Nashad mentioned that as well. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, they are my children. And then he says, Ya Allah, in dono se mahabbat karta hu, I love them. Ya Allah, tu bhi in se mahabbat kar, you love them as well. Aur jo in se mahabbat kare, un se bhi mahabbat kar. Yani subhanallah, if you want Allah Azza wa Jal to love you, then what we need to do is we need to love the grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anyone from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Burayda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did a khutbah bayan, And in the, during that, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu walked in. And unhunne surkh rang ki kameez pehni hui thi. And he says that the grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they walked in the masjid. And you know, because they were really young and they were like falling off and they were standing up and they'll fall off. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw his beautiful grandsons, he came off the minbar. And then he says, Allah ka irshad sach hai, tumhare maal aur tumhare bacche aazmaish hi hai. That Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the haq, that your wealth and your children are an aazmaish, are a test for you. Maine in bachchon ko dekha, girte padte aa rahe, to mujhse sabr na ho saka tha. When I saw my children walking and they were falling off and they were standing up and they were falling off again, I could not bear to see that until I came down and I picked them up. Subhanallah. You know, that is the love that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has for his children. Now we also have love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also have love for our children as well. Now how can you show love for your children? By taking them to the seaside, by taking them to the theme parks, by taking them on a holiday, you know, ma'azallah, especially those holidays that are, you know, even you can't even imagine that people will take their children, you know, to the seaside. And ma'azallah, we know what is at the seaside, semi-naked women there, you know, people doing ma'azallah guna, and we're taking our family to the seaside. Kache apu mi lagewe, yeah, not even the whole, your body's not even covered and they're going on holiday. Now, this is not love. You are destroying your own children with your own hands. Yeah, you want to take them on a holiday? Take them for Umrah. You want to take them on the holiday? Take them to to these great places. Take them to the mazar of Sayyidina Baba Fariduddin Rahmatullah Alayhi. And take them to the mazar of the Awliya Allah, where they will learn something, gain blessings as well. Or else what we are doing today, the tarbiyah that we are giving them, sadly, is not going to be making them good Muslims. You know, what kind of a tarbiyah that we're giving to our children, that they go to school every single day? I'm not saying don't send them to school. We send them to school every day. But when it comes to madrasa time, I got a call from one person and he says, we're a bit busy, you know, and I think they were doctors or something. And he goes, we're quite busy with our work. We've got children, we want them to learn the Quran, but we can only give on a Saturday. Yeah, okay, so what are they doing the rest of the day? Oh, they're doing their schoolwork, and when they come back home, they've got to do their homework. You're so worried about their homework and their schoolwork, and when it comes to the deen, it's only one day. That's how soft, you know, we've taken, that's how lightly we've taken our iman, our deen, we've taken it so lightly. You know, it should be the opposite, where you send them to school for one day, and you send them to the madrasa for 6 days, but it's totally the opposite. To so many children. And that's why we see what we are seeing in our community. That's why we are seeing children are being, you know, they're disobedient to their parents. They don't listen to them. They don't have respect for them. When did you teach respect to your children? You've left it on other people. Aapu ramana baithe hue kar janab TV takne jao putro padi chu. Now chill out. Bio ramana moja karo janab. We've done our thing. Why? Because I've just paid the fees for my children. Is that what is about? If that is what is about, then, you know, again, when they go old, what do you expect from them? But we've got another package that we want to show you, inshallah. Let's take this package and then we'll come and we'll wind up our program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated in a blessed hadith that each person will be under the shade of his sadaqah on the day of judgment. Understand this point, my dear viewers, that on the day of judgment, when the sun is only 1.25 miles away, the floor is made of copper, and each person will be drowning in his own sweat. SubhanAllah, that it is our sadaqah, the amount of money that we give in charity, this will protect us on the day of judgment. So we should be giving wholeheartedly in the way of Allah. Generally, when we give money out or when we spend money, our money decreases. But SubhanAllah, giving money in the way of Allah, this doesn't decrease your wealth. Rather, this increases your money. This is mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. So we should wholeheartedly give in the way of Allah. We should give our zakat, especially first to our family members, but then we should also consider giving it to Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is an open book in front of you. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is carrying out many activities. Madrasatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina Balighan, and Jamiatul Madina, and live Madin channel. sessions also take place. So Dawat Islami is carrying out the work of Deen, SubhanAllah, FGRF. Those people who need welfare, those people who need help, Dawat Islami is also helping them. And this will be done by your donations and also by your zakat as well. So please, wholeheartedly keep Dawat Islami in your mind and give wholeheartedly as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Dawat Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 436-345-60. IBAN GB67LOYD 309-773-436-345-60. BIC LOYD GB21087.
Your donations can be utilized in any permissible, religious, reformative, welfare, spiritual, benevolent, charitable, and income-generating lawful and secure work so that the increasing expenses can be met.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azawajal, Dawat Islami helping many, many poor people and many, many people who are in need. Please help Dawat Islami, especially in the FGRF welfare work of Dawat Islami. And also, alhamdulillah, there's so many expenses that Dawat Islami has. We need your help, even running Madani channel as well. Why don't you set up a standing order or a direct debit that will go out monthly, alhamdulillah. I've set up my direct debit, alhamdulillah, so that's why I'm saying that in front of you. I've set up a direct debit in such a manner that I, alhamdulillah, give £1 every day. So £1 every day. So even, you know, sometimes we forget, don't we? But I know that my £1 is getting out of my bank, alhamdulillah. So every, how it happens is every day, you know, we set up a pound, and every Friday that's taken out. Now, every Friday, why Friday? Because the ulama, they say that every good deed that is done on a Friday is multiplied by 70. So subhanAllah, if I give £1, I'm giving out £70. So what happens is, on a Friday, the £7 is taken out of my bank account into the Dawat Islami, so that alhamdulillah I could fund. And you know, as they say, that penny makes a pound, pound makes £100. And if we try to stick to our money, you know, and how much, you know, even 1%, Amir al-Sunnah mentioned 1% out of your income. Yeah, if someone's earning £300 a month, a week, £300 a week, 1% is just £3. Just £3 a week, try to put that towards the deen of Allah. So, you know, that £3, you know, your £3 a week, it could be about 700-800 rupees a week. And that could be, alhamdulillah, a couple of thousand. You know, try to save them up, and every month try to give in the way of Allah as well, if that is what you can afford. But do give sadaqah in the way of Allah as well. That brings us to the end of our program. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and